The business world stands at an inflection point. We're not talking about companies dabbling with a chatbot here or a recommendation algorithm there. We're witnessing a fundamental reimagining of what organizations can become when artificial intelligence moves from the periphery to the core. Less than 1% of large companies today qualify as truly AI-fueled, yet these rare organizations consistently outperform their competitors with better business models, deeper customer relationships, and products people actually want. What separates them isn't just bigger tech budgets or fancier algorithms. It's a comprehensive transformation that touches strategy, culture, operations, and leadership in ways most executives haven't yet imagined. Becoming AI-fueled requires architectural thinking. First, these organizations deploy AI broadly, hundreds of applications spanning every function, combining machine learning with logic-based and semantic systems. While a 2021 IBM survey found only 31% of companies had actively deployed AI, AI-fueled organizations excel at moving systems into production where they generate actual economic value, planning for deployment from day one. Second, they redesign workflows for the age of with, where humans and smart machines collaborate. DBS Bank exemplifies this, using AI to transform everything from anti-money laundering to customer service. Third, they cultivate widespread organizational fluency. Airbus retrained over 1,000 employees in AI skills. DBS trained 18,000 in data literacy. Fourth, they make substantial, long-term financial commitments, hundreds of millions or billions, because genuine transformation can't happen on pilot budgets. Fifth, they manage data as a strategic asset, building cloud-based environments combining internal and external sources while developing proprietary datasets competitors can't replicate. Sixth, they establish ethical frameworks ensuring trustworthy AI implementation. Finally, they function as organizational learning machines, continuously experimenting and adapting their models as the world shifts. Despite massive technology investments, organizations claiming data-driven cultures declined from 37.8% to 31.0% between 2017 and 2021. Technology alone doesn't transform organizations, people do. When Piyush Gupta took over DBS Bank in 2009, it was mockingly called "damn bloody slow." Rather than mandating change from above, he set a target of 1,000 experiments annually, empowered business units to hire data scientists, and personally led the transformation by drawing on his experience building Citi's first Asian data centers. He built a team of 1,000 data professionals while implementing comprehensive data literacy programs across all levels. Effective AI leaders share key traits. Technical familiarity, Jeff Bezos learned AI fundamentals despite lacking technical background, working across multiple fronts simultaneously, and controlling financial resources to fund experimentation without demanding immediate ROI, recognizing that ROI too early kills experimentation. Satya Nadella allocated significant resources to AI research well before clear commercial applications emerged, a calculated bet that paid off spectacularly. Organizations typically pursue one of three strategic paths with AI. The first archetype, creating something new, enables entirely fresh approaches. Loblaw, Canada's largest grocery chain, acquired healthcare companies to create the PC Health app, an AI-powered platform that helps Canadians navigate healthcare while integrating with their loyalty program. Toyota's Guardian system exemplifies this by enhancing human driving through blended envelope control. Computers override dangerous inputs, similar to fighter jet systems, rather than pursuing full autonomy like competitors. The second archetype, transforming operations, helps companies execute existing strategies more effectively. Kroger's analytics unit leverages purchase data from 60 million households across 2,800 stores to deliver 11 billion personalized recommendations weekly. The third archetype, influencing customer behavior, draws inspiration from companies like Google and TikTok that fundamentally changed how people purchase, socialize, and consume information. Progressive Insurance computes driving scores through telematics data, while health insurers like Manulife use machine learning to monitor and influence health behaviors. These scoring systems rely on voluminous data and personalized processes that would be impossible without machine learning's computational power. While human factors matter most, companies can't achieve greatness without extensive AI technology and substantial data assets. DBS Bank operates approximately 150 AI projects using diverse technologies. For financial crime prevention, they combine rule-based systems with machine learning to reduce false positives by creating risk scores for suspicious cases. Their transaction surveillance group developed network link analysis using graph databases and machine learning to detect fraudster networks. Shell exemplifies both the need for scale and methods to achieve it rapidly. Using similar development processes and tools across the organization, they've enabled code sharing and rapid deployment. For predictive maintenance, they trained over 5,000 engineers who work directly with equipment to develop and maintain models. In pipeline maintenance, drones with cameras and deep learning models detect issues, reducing inspection time from years to days. Data remains the fundamental prerequisite for machine learning success. AI-oriented companies maintain cloud-based, centralized data environments with machine-readable formats combining internal and external sources. Rather than focusing primarily on capture and storage, they emphasize data consumption and creating data products that combine data with analytical or AI models. Ping An's transformation from insurance company to integrated platform spans insurance, banking, healthcare, auto services, and smart cities. Founder Peter Ma Mingzhe leads AI initiatives alongside 4,500 data scientists and 110,000 technical experts under Carnegie Mellon PhD Jing Shao. Their Good Doctor platform serves 400 million subscribers, while intelligent systems help cities manage public health. The Auto Owner app resolves accident claims from smartphone photos in minutes. This ecosystem generates what their chief scientist calls a deep ocean of data, over 30,000 diseases and more than a billion medical consultation records. Results prove the advantage. 36% of Ping An's 37 million new customers in 2020 came through ecosystems, and nearly 62% of its 223 million retail customers used healthcare services by mid-2021. Skoda Bank shows late starters can accelerate rapidly through blue-collar AI, prioritizing practical, high-value projects over experimentation. Their AI-driven marketing engine analyzes customer life events and channel preferences to deliver personalized banking advice, enabling them to catch up to and surpass early-moving competitors. A decade ago, no company was AI-powered. Those who've transformed successfully didn't possess superhuman traits. They simply recognized AI's necessity, assigned ownership, secured resources, and moved quickly to build capabilities. Whether you lead a legacy enterprise or a startup, the principles remain consistent. Establish clear objectives beyond financial metrics, build on existing analytical capabilities, reduce technical constraints through flexible architectures, leverage cloud computing for data integration, redesign workflows to incorporate AI thoughtfully, accumulate strategic data assets competitors can't replicate, develop talent through centers of excellence, make substantial investments signaling genuine commitment, build strong partner ecosystems, and implement solutions across entire organizations rather than isolated pockets. The question isn't whether AI will transform your industry, it's whether you'll lead that transformation or be transformed by faster competitors. In a world where data increases exponentially and customer expectations evolve daily, AI applied strategically represents the difference between thriving and merely surviving. Companies going all in today are building competitive advantages that will define the next decade. The choice is yours. Watch from the sidelines or step into the arena where smart machines and smart strategy converge to create something genuinely new.